Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wherever you are, this is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And of course, we're going to be here with you until high noon in our neck of the woods. In other words, we're going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. So you there, stick and stay. As usual, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, we are on. And we will be really grateful for your company. Morning, Leon.
President, good morning to you, Ivor, and to all the panelists and listeners around the world.
And good morning to you, Dennis.
Good morning to you, Ivor. Good morning, Leon, and welcome to another Saturday morning edition. We're looking forward to today's show.
Yes, and I want to take this time off to say good morning to Matrice, and we'll start with you telling us what's happening in your neck of the woods, and we'll come back down the ladder. Morning, Matrice.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Mr. Francis, and Mr.
Morning.
And
yes. Good morning. Good morning,
friends. Here we had a few good, beautiful, warm days. Now we are back in the cold winter. It's a cold and rainy day, so you just have to take it as it comes.
All right, so we've got to bring you some sunshine from our neck of the woods here, and we'll find out what's happening in Southern California.
Yeah.
Well, Ivor, Murchis, Leon, it's a little chilly down here where I am at the moment. Cool, very chilly, 34 degrees. But, you know, this is California, and as the sun comes up, we sure will get that temperature rising at least twice, double. So this is what's happening out here in Southern California. I'm all wrapped up right now, and I'm sure looking forward to getting these thick sweaters off in the next couple of hours. Back to you, Ivor.
All right, well, we have to get you by name and nature. Put some heat in the place, heat in the place. And now we go back to Leon, and right after he would have brought us up to speed, he'll take us into prayers.
Dennis, I hate to tell you this, but we they were in 79 degrees in the shade, man. I tell you right now.
We're enjoying it.
We're enjoying it. But I'm sad to say about your situation, but I know. No, it's going to be better. Yes, everything is okay. Nothing new to report. All is well. Nothing, no improvement. No, my wife hasn't gotten worse. But so that's a great thing. We are too happy and delighted for the Christmas season that is coming on, and just hopefully that all will be, you know, well with each and every one of you who are listening, and all the panelists as well. We see Phil is with us early and bright. I don't know who has invited him so early out of bed, because he's a late sleeper. In any event, you know, we are hopeful that all will be well with the show today. And, of course, I'll just go right into the opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for your giving us another opportunity to host another show. We just pray for each participant, especially our host, Ivor, and all the members of the panel who will be performing this morning. Trust that the show will go on without any interruption, and pray that it will continue as long as you wish, Lord. We pray especially for the ones who are under the weather, those who are suffering, and we ask for your kind help in bringing them back to their normal self, namely my dear wife, Eunice, Dr. Leroy Lashley and his dear daughter Lisa, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Mertris Nisbet, El Camino Willett, Ralston Otto, Wentworth Francis, Delbert Francis, Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop, Willis and Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, Jeanette Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, and Virgil Francis Jr., and all those who have not expressed their concern. We pray for this country and the countries who are struggling with the new strain of the coronavirus, Lord. We pray you may relieve us from all our burdens. Bring them back to a normal self and let this place be a place to be enjoyed, a wonderful world to live in. And trust that we'll just continue to do the show and bless all the ones who have made it possible to provide us with their funding to keep the show in the air and all the other things that we need to make it be enjoyable. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, folks, we are getting closer and closer to Christmas. We are up to the 18th day of December. And 25th is just around the corner, and we'll tell you more what will be taking place on the 25th. We know it's happy birthday to Jesus, and we are not going to forget the reason for the season. That's for sure. But in the meantime, we want to say good morning to each and every one of you out there in Radio Internet Land. We are going to be welcoming you here each and every time. But you can be a part of the program, 515-605-9850. Spread the word, share the link, and we'll be really happy to engage you. Well, for the first portion of usual, you know, we're going to have our inspirational portion, something to inspire you, uplift you, to keep you warm if you're cold, and to keep you a little colder if you're hot. But we are going to make sure to do you some justice in the first hour. Of course, at 9:30, we're going to have the Book of the Bible. Leon comes back, and he's going to really let us know what's taking place in one of those 66 books. And it's always something inspiring. I'm sure if we have Phil Hawkeye, he will just break it all down for us. And we really appreciate him just taking the time out to do that.
I think he's done with us, Ivo.
Yes, I see him, yes. And until we finish our inspirational portion, we go up to 10 o'clock. And again, Leon will come and tell us what's happening internationally and regionally in the world of sport. Of course, Dennis will bring us up to date with anything pertaining to sports. After that, of course, we have the musical interlude, and again, topic of interest. We expect to hear from Cardinal. He will tell us what's happening on the birthday front, people who would have celebrated weddings, anniversaries, birth, what have you, on this date. Compliments Audley Watson. He would take them out to just submit those. And you too, like I said, can send your celebrations across the way. At 10:45, Dawn and Debbie comes to the fore, and they will really tell us what's happening down there in Little Antigua, Little LA, and Barbuda, of course. So, folks, we have full house. We have a whole lot of stuff here for you. We'll just take time out to say good morning to Phil Moore Hawkeye before we get into some musical interlude. Phil, good morning.
Yes. Good morning to everyone listening. To Leon and Ivor and morning. Cardinal and the
Dennis.
Gentleman from California.
Dennis.
And you have Mertris.
Dennis.
And I know you're going to save the best for last.
Good morning. Morning, Phil.
Morning, dear. Morning, Lynette.
No, this Mertris.
Oh, Phil knows. Phil saying he said the best for last. He said morning to you, and then he said morning, Lynette. He's not going to forget Lynette.
Okay.
So, Phil has that right. You're not going to confuse Phil.
Oh, no.
Okay, so anything to report, Phil, before we get into the thick of things?
No, nothing of note. I'm looking forward to listen to what you guys have to say and to maybe make a little contribution later on.
Okay, very well. Well, we're going to try to entertain you one way. You know, it's Christmas and Carnival for some, so let's see where we can go from here.
Yeah.
You tell me if you...
That is great.
Sing to the old workers, of course. Byron Lee and the Dragonettes.
Do it again. I feel alright, it's not some time, I'm so asleep.
Yes, we'll be standing by for the book of the Bible.
I am broken.
That's Lynn coming up with that shortly. So we're going to maybe get an instrumental in there until he gets here. That's in a minute's time, so stand by, folks. Morning Entertainment Show, and we're right about now. We're going to have Leon with the book of the Bible. I think you would have lost.
Yes, indeed.
Well, hopefully he'll call back.
Yes, I'm here. Very much here.
Yes, now speaking about Phil.
Oh, Phil has gone. Okay. This morning we're going to look at the book Song of Songs. It's a collection of love poems between a lover and a beloved. It's a beautiful picture. This book is one that doesn't mention God, but it's a book written for godly people. I urge you to take time out to read it. Read some of the poetry that is being written in it. In verse 2:1 says, I am the rose of Sharon, a lily of the valley. That is verse 2:1. And like a lily among thorns is my darling among the maidens. A book devoted to lovers, and it's a godly book. To no mention is made of God. It is one that you can just delight in reading when you have problems with your love relationship and the work. So I urge you to just take time out to devote yourself to reading a book. It's a beautiful book. In chapter 3, you see, all night long on my bed, I look for the one my heart loves. I look for him, but did not find him. I will get up now and go about the city, through the streets and the squares. I will search for the one my heart loves. So I look for the one, for him, but did not find him. And just a few excerpts from the book of Songs of Songs, and I just hope that you will just find delight in reading a book each and every week, and I'm sure you'll be interested to know that this is something that will make you a better person, constrain you from doing evil, and take good care of yourself mentally. So that's it Ivor, sorry that Phil has gone, because he, when I told him the book that I was going to devote my attention to, he related to something that I'd love him to speak for himself, but I'm sorry, I know he'll come back. So that's it for me.
Indeed. Okay, well, we thank you for that, Leon, and we are in the inspirational portion, folks, so hope that passage would have inspired you somewhere, somehow, somewhere along the line. So it's Christmas, and we're here, our usual Saturday, but next week we're going to have something very, very special for you. So spread the word, folks. That old time religion, it's good enough for me, then I know it's going to be good enough for you also. So can't go wrong with God. No time, no day, no never. Let's get a piece of Elements Hallelujah Chorus. Thank you. want to summon Phil.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, Phil, you would have heard the book of the Bible there that Leon would have read. We want you to break it down for us.
What's that?
Leon, speak to Phil.
The book, Song of Songs.
Song of Songs.
Yes.
It is a unique book of the Bible. There's no song like that song, Song of Songs. Let me get.
When you first, you had your first love, did you rate them that book, sir? Well, we can't have no. Come on in, Phil.
No, I think he may have dropped.
He lost.
Yes.
Okay, are you back, Phil? I thought I heard him.
I'm reading from Unger's Bible Dictionary. The term Song of Songs is a Hebrew idiom denoting the superlative degree, that is, the best of most requisite song. The Greek, asmaton, and the Latin song. The Greek, Canticum Canticorum, like the English Song of Songs, slavishly translates the Hebrew in likewise dedicated from the data 1 to 1. A Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, but is not a translation. Yes.
Phil, when will you read the book Song of Songs?
Hello?
When would you read the book Song of Songs?
Well, after you're married. That's the best time to read it. It teaches you how to have sex the right way. It is the best lovemaking chapter in the whole book, Bible. Or perhaps in literature, you know. And God says the marriage bed is undefiled. So if you're married, you can read Song of Songs and do everything he says. And you'll have an enjoyable life of pleasure.
Amen.
Okay, Phil. We hear that. We have a special song here for Mertris and Dennis. So hang tight for it. We're still in the inspirational song, the inspirational portion. So we want to inspire these folks. Listen to it good. It's coming out of Sync It. And I surely am going to tell us who is on this one later.
It's a cold and rainy day. I can hear the raindrops falling. I can feel the cold breeze blowing and I'm feeling down. I'm lying in my bed, thinking of my love and baby, lying next to me.
Southern California, and it's cold in New York. Dennis, did that song do you justice? And Leon, you're going to tell us who is singing that song, or the band. You may not remember the vocalist, but I'm sure you'll know the band that is playing that.
That is meant for Leon?
No, out of sync it.
Think it
right. You're asking who
can
let's see, Elian.
We're listening.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's our Pat Ross or Pam Horn. Which one? And
no.
Kendrick George's.
No.
Kendrick George's or Ellie Matt.
Ellie Matt and the Jazz Brass featuring
Jazz Brass.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Ellie Matt was on the show here with us, and he told us how he composed that song and he written it. They were in Canada and it was cold and he just penciled it and put Mick Stopes as the vocalist and drummer to lead.
Yeah.
He did mention it here too.
Yeah. I remember now.
But
yes,
I should have asked you. I sure you would have guessed that one.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, I sure you would have known that one. Much as it's still cold. Yeah, well, folks, we're getting up on to the top of the hour, 10 o'clock. That's where we'll have sports coming in shortly. So we want you to stand by for that. Lots in sport. But tomorrow is the real thing at 6 o'clock in the p.m. when you'll have the heavyweights. They'll come full force. So, Otis, are you with us? I thought you would have said thank you for that song.
Huh.
Okay, yes, we can hear your voice. Yes, you said you're cold this morning in your introductory remarks.
Yeah, very. So.
Do you know who the song was about?
Thank you. Yes, I know who did that song.
Oh.
My countrymen. Get it?
No, I didn't hear the last part.
I said it was done by my countrymen.
Oh, okay. Emphasize men. Okay.
Thank you so much for giving me that song. And then I hope Dennis enjoyed it. It's from Elimat. He has brass with Mick Stokes. So, hope he got a little bit of warmth from that.
Yeah, Dennis would have got some warmth. I can assure you of that.
Okay.
Yes, well, one of my favorites coming up here right now.
All right.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light your world. Take your candle, go light your world. Frustrated brother, I
It's a very cold reminder. It's Christmas time again, and I'm thinking of you. Oh, I miss you, and the things we always share. How I wish that I was there, close to you. I'm sure that Christmas here is you. It gets better, but could never be the same if I could hear you call my name when you're coming to me. The fireplace and coats can keep me warm.
And now we have sports, and none other no other better person to bring you Sports and Brief than Leon Benjamin Francis. Is Benjamin, is it B for Benjamin, Leon? Come on down.
Better late than never.
Oh, okay.
Better late than never.
Good, better bets was in there. All right.
What's
the time?
Well, good morning. Another wonderful inspirational hour. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. Sports. And this morning I'm going to begin with cricket, as usual. Ireland are touring the USA, and they will be playing three ODIs, two T20s, December the 22nd to the 31st. And we will be playing the Central Broward Regional Stadium over there in the beautiful city of Lauderhill. And the first match kicks off at 2 p.m. on the 22nd. Second will be on 7 p.m. at the same venue. The third on the 26th at 10 a.m. at the same venue. And, of course, the other two matches are going to be played at 2:30 on the 28th and on the 30th. The other match begins at 2:30 p.m. as well. We do have the squad for both teams. Let's tell you, the USA have named a squad which we'll have some question about tomorrow. But I urge folks to take note that cricket action is very much in town. You're going to be playing three ODIs and two T20s starting December the 22nd and will end December 31st. And the venue is the Central Broward Regional Park Stadium over there on Lauderhill. Turning our attention to Australia versus England. And England are really getting it left, right, and center, because Australia, after having won the first test match by a whopping 9 wickets, they scored 473 for 9, and in their second time around, 45 for 1. In the second innings, England were dismissed for 236. More on that tomorrow. Pakistan and the West Indies, of course, most of you have known by now that the West Indies were swept. All three matches go by way of the Pakistani. They won the first by 63 runs, the second by 9 wickets, and the final match by 7 wickets. And, of course, West Indies, having scored in excess of 200, were not able to contain the Pakistani. They replied with the highest run chase ever, 207 for 3, with an over and one ball to spare. Cricket action is very much alive in Antigua, because the ABCA, VAX 8, has begun this morning, and we have our first result, because the scorecard reads that the Bethesda Golden Eagles were defeated by the Newfield Eagles. Well, there are two Eagles up in that area. Bethesda Golden Eagles and the Newfield Eagles scored with Newfield Eagles 74 for 2, fly to the Golden Eagles, Bethesda Golden Eagles scored 77 for 2. And Newfield Eagles, they scored 76 for 4. So winning there for the Bethesda Golden Eagles, and a very good tournament. The tournament is over 3 days, Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and today, the 18th and the 19th. And a number of matches are going to be played. Game 1, Bethesda Eagles versus the Newfield Eagles. Game 2, Empire Nation versus the combined schools, and there will be two venues, one at the factory grounds and the other one at the Piggers. So I urge the folks to just listen or watch. I think it's on Facebook. They'll give you the scores. But it's good to see cricket action is back in town in Antigua. Okay, some West Indies, well, we know that West Indies were swept, and let me tell you now, and it has been announced that the Under-19 Cricket World Cup, which will be staged in the Caribbean, and there will be free entrance fee for all who are desirous of attending these games. Of course, the cricket action kicks off on January the 14th, and it will go to 5th of February 2022. The West Indies comes up against Australia in the first match on the 14th, and that will be played at the Guyana National Stadium over there in Guyana. We're looking forward to see where the West Indies young men bring some success to the Caribbean. Bangladesh, they are touring New Zealand. They'll be playing two test matches, January the 1st and January the 13th, beginning January 1st, and the other one will be on the 13th. January 1st to the 5th, and then the other one will be for the 9th until the 13th. So two test matches for Bangladesh who will tour in New Zealand. A little bit of...
I've lost you, Leon.
I've got it. Okay. India A, they have toured South Africa, and all three matches have been drawn. Those matches consisted of three test matches, November 23rd to December the 9th. And the Big Bash tournament is still ongoing, and it was... consists of 61 T20 matches December the 5th to the 28th. And the Sydney Sixers, they are on top with some 11 points, followed by the Perth Scorchers. The Melbourne Stars are in third place. And in fourth place, the Adelaide Strikers. The Hobart Hurricanes are next, followed by the Sydney Thunder. And the next to the last is the Brisbane Heat and the Melbourne Renegades. Yes, indeed, Phil is doing a yawn, and I guess we ought to have sent him to bed early. But nevertheless, we just want to mention that our very own Russell is over there playing for the Melbourne Stars. The Lanka Premier League is well underway, and we're looking forward to give you more details on that tomorrow. And unfortunate to note that the ICC, that the cricket is not a part of the Los Angeles 28th Olympic Games, is it? And that might be surprising to some, because the ICC says this, but there will be time for us to be able to cover. I'll give you more on that tomorrow. And some good news for fans who are following the basketball, because Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors, he breaks Ray Allen's NBA three-point record. The young man has totaled so far some 2,977 3 points, as opposed to Allen's 2,973 points. Again, Curry on top with 2,977 for this point, and Ray Allen is in second place with 2,973. In third place, Reggie Miller, 2,560. James Harden, 2,509. Kyle Korver, he had 2,450. And Vince Carter is in that group as well with 2,290. So congratulations to Curry, as one of the greats, and obviously he'll be one that will be put down into Hall of Fame. And the League of the Basketball, I tell you the standings in the Eastern Division, Brooklyn Eastern Conference, Atlantic, Brooklyn are heading that, followed by the Chicago Bulls in the Eastern Conference Central. In the Eastern Conference Southwest, The leader there is the Miami Heat. And we go on to tell you that in the Western Conference, Northwest, Utah Jazz, in the Western Conference Pacific, the Golden State, and then in the Western Conference, Memphis Giants, they are on top, and you're invited to watch so much of that basketball if you have the time. And it's my favorite sport, but it's not a good day for Chelsea because they are still behind Liverpool. Imagine, behind Liverpool in Christmas time. Liverpool has gotten a Christmas gift. In the number one spot, Manchester City. In number two, Liverpool, 3 points clear of Chelsea in third place. And in fourth place, we have Arsenal. Fifth, we have West Ham. In sixth place, we have Manchester United, followed by Tottenham, Wolves, Leicester, Aston Villa, Crystal Palace, Brentford, Brighton, Everton, Southampton, Leeds, and Watford. In the cellar zone, Burnley at 18th. 19th is Newcastle, and at the bottom of the league will be Norwich. And some news coming out of Antigua, close to 100 players to compete for scholarship during the ABFA combined. They have a trial to see how many players could be wrapped up by coaches that are visiting from USA and elsewhere, to see if they can gain scholarship to enter into that, the draw to be drafted into the colleges in the United States. We hope them, wish them well, and hope that all goes well. And tomorrow we'll have one of the past presidents. He'll be talking to us around about 7 o'clock, a little bit about football in Antigua. He was the former president. His name is Clarence Martin, Clarence Max Martin, a good friend of mine, and he has decided to give us a little chit-chat about it. And finally, the American football standings in the AFC East, the Patriots are on top, the AFC North, the Ravens, in the AFC South, the Titans, and in the AFC West, you have the Chiefs, in the NFC East, you have the Cowboys, in the NFC North, you have the Packers, and in the NFC South, you have the Buccaneers and Cardinals leading in the NFC West. Folks, we also urge you to look out for news on the Australian Open, because news out is that Djokovic will be defending his champion there. And despite some rumors about his having not wanted to take the test, I don't know what resolution they have come to, but he is listed as one of the players who will be taking part in that tournament. So we just invite each and every one of you who are listening to be with us tomorrow at 6 until 9. We have an interesting number of topics to cover tomorrow, and I'm sure Dennis will have more to add, and he will be telling you more about it in the USA and elsewhere. Back to you, Ivan.
Yes, indeed. And, Dennis, I know you would have watched the matches over the past week and a day. U.S. Open, I'm sure you'll have something to summarize. And David will be coming in a little later because he would have spoken to me this morning and said where he is at present is not fit for the broadcast standard. So we appreciate that, David. So when you get yourself in a better position, we'll definitely accommodate you. But I'm sure Dennis would have something to say other than the what Liam would have said. So the US Open,
thank,
Dennis.
Thank you. Thank you, Ivor. It's remarkable that a week ago we were sitting enthralled by the US Open cricket tournament. I think those of you who missed this tournament, you certainly missed some thrilling and exciting matches, culminating in the final, on the final day where the Cavaliers beat the U.S. All-Stars by 11 runs. You know, that was certainly worthy of what we consider the ICC and the U.S. giving the seal of approval to the matches. There were more than sufficient talents on display, many of them current, former, and hopeful West Indian players, and of course players from, you know, around the regions where cricket's played, India, Pakistan, Australia, New Zealand, etc. So that was a wonderful tournament, and I take my hat off to the organizers, the players, and of course the, you know, the administrators who put this thing together, because it was a eventful and wonderful week of cricket. And I'm sure Cavaliers did themselves proud walking off with 50 very big ones. Now, moving on, I think we have some disappointing news that the ODI, although others might not see it as disappointing because of the way the West Indies are playing currently, but the West Indies ODI matches with Pakistan have been cancelled due to the dreaded COVID-19 resurgence in the camps. So unfortunately, that's been rearranged, so we'll no longer have the ODIs from the West Indies and Pakistan. Going back to the various tournaments around the world, we've got the Australian Big Bash League, and I know Leon has given us those information there, but what I just wanted to remark on is the fact that in the Big Bash League, you have 8 teams playing. In the New Zealand Super Smash, you've got 6 teams playing. Lanka Premier, there's 5 teams. Marsh Cup, there's 6 teams, all playing cricket at the same time of the year. And to top it all, we have about 25 teams playing in the Ranji Trophies or whatever it is in there in India. That is an awful lot of cricket to keep your mind focused, all being played at the same time. So those of you who have spare time, plenty of cricket for you to get your teeth into. And we go into the soccer, COVID-19 again taking its toll. The Premier League matches scheduled for today, Saturday, all but one of the 7 matches scheduled have been cancelled. So we're looking forward. Tomorrow's games certainly seems to be still on, but today's games are all off except for the Leeds match today. So that's it for now. Ivor, it's back to you.
Ivor, just one piece of breaking news, if you can allow me to.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, news coming out of South Africa that there is a young 15-year-old, and he's a left-arm quick. He's bowling at 160 kpm at this moment. And in his match, he has got a haul of 9 for 14. And the other batsman that was out, he had to retire hurt because of a broken rib. We're looking forward to hear the development of this young sir. So tomorrow we'll give you more details on it when I have more confirmation. But someone just text me that information and say it's not worthwhile extending to the listeners. So name is Drexter, Dreyster, and Du. Toitt, 15 years old, and he's taller than the Moka, Moni Moka, the fast bowler for the South Africa. So you can tell when he goes up, if he gets any taller, and if he gets any more heavier, he will. But bowling at 160 kpm is just a great feat at his age.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys still going? The standing by the Cardinal is ready and waiting for birthday anniversary.
He's standing by for me. You're coming in.
Yeah, no,
yeah, no, stand by.
Christmas is just around the corner. We're gonna have a marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least two shows.
Maybe three. Never know.
Well, here's where we're coming with the birthdays, anniversaries, and events.
That would have placed a little bit.
Compliment, Mr.
Orton.
Who's better to bring it to you?
Mr. Cardinal Mel.
Mr. Mills, come on down.
Good morning.
Good morning. I hear you welcoming me in when I'm already in.
No, I say you're standing by. Standing by to bring the sports. To bring the birthday anniversary.
Yes, but I'm not getting the message that I'm in queue. I'm pressing the one, and he's not telling me you're now in the host queue. I'm not hearing that.
So I guess.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what was going on.
Give us Virgil's phone and we'll get to one for Christmas.
Okay. I can do that. Okay. All right. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Dennis. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show. Let me just go ahead and bring you the birthdays and other celebrations.
Anniversaries.
I'm getting an echo from you. Hello?
Okay, let's see what we can do with that. Okay, how about that?
That's better. Is what? December 18th. The 352nd day of 2021. Okay, we got just a few more days left before the year is over. And here are the birthdays and historical notes, the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. And he says, from the West Indies, we have Mervyn Grell from Trinidad and Tobago, and he goes way back to 1899. From Pakistan, we have Saeed Imar Wazim, who's 33, Asif Mahmood, who's 46. From England, we have Eric Tindall, Keith Piper, and Arnold Lang, who's currently 81. From Australia, we have Usman Khawaja. We haven't heard from Khawaja for a while. He got, you know, voted out somehow. From New Zealand, we got Noel McGregor from back in 1931. From South Africa, we have Darrell Brown. From India, we have Lachlan Rajput, and Mandeep Singh, Sachin Baby. From Canada, we have Zahid Hussain. From Ireland, we have Laura Morgan. Then, celebrating other birthdays today, movie actor Brad Pitt, who's 58. Pop singer Christina Aguilera, who's 41. DMX, the late DMX, who was born in 1970. Joseph Stalin, the former Soviet Union leader, was born in 1878, a name that a lot of people don't like to hear. Keith Richards, you remember Keith Richards, the guitarist from the Rolling Stone, singer-songwriter? He's 78. Steven Spielberg, a movie director. Stone Cold Steve Austin, a wrestler. Those of you who follow wrestling will be familiar with that name. Katie Holmes, an actress. Ray Liotta, movie actor. Lyrica Anderson, a singer, rhythm and blues. Willie Brandt, former chancellor of West Germany. Arantxa Sánchez Vicario, remember that little short girl with that much speed running around the tennis court? Okay, she's 50 today. Ty Cobb, a baseball player, was born in 1886. In 1787, New Jersey becomes the third state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. In 1849, William Bond obtains the first photograph of the moon through a telescope. In 1898, the first automobile speed records are set at 39 miles per hour by French Count Gaston de Chateloup, Lodin of Paris. In 1912, Piltdown Man, later discovered to be a hoax, is supposedly found in the Piltdown gravel pit by Charles Dawson. In 1917, the Soviet government issues a decree recognizing Finland's newly declared independence. In 1917, the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution authorizing prohibition of alcohol is approved by the U.S. Congress and sent to the states for ratification. In 1920, the first U.S. postage stamps printed without the words United States or U.S. In 1935, Edward Benes becomes president of Czechoslovakia. In 1946, TV's first network dramatic serial, Faroe Hill, ends its two-month run in the United States. In 1957, the world's first full-scale nuclear power plant, and they say it was for peacetime use only, yeah, right, begins to generate electricity at Shippingport Automatic Power Station in Pennsylvania. In 1961, for the second consecutive year, the Associated Press names Wilma Rudolph, the black sprinter and female athlete of the year. In 1966, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, airs for the first time on CBS. In 1969, the House of Lords votes to abolish the death penalty in England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. In 1976, Wonder Woman debuts on ABC. In 1987, Ivan Bosky, you remember Bosky? Greed is good. Is sentenced to 3 years for insider trading. In 1988, Women's Cricket World Cup, Australia defeats England by 8 wickets. In 1991, General Motors announces closing of 21 plants. In 1996, the start of the first test match between Zimbabwe and England. In 2002, fashion designer Calvin Klein announces that he is selling his company to shirt maker Philip Van Heusen for $430 million. In 2012, six health workers dispensing polio vaccinations are gunned down in Pakistan. In 2017, South Africa's ANC selects Cyril Ramaphosa as the leader to succeed Jacob Zuma. In 2018, Nevada becomes the first U.S. state with a female majority legislature and the new appointments taking it to 51%. One other thing, in 1865, 18th of December, the United States, the white people of the United States, offered their first token of benevolence to black people. They called it the 13th Amendment, that is supposedly abolished slavery. Few people realize that no such thing ever happened. Slavery was never abolished by the 13th Amendment, and it still isn't. They simply transformed the format, because the 13th Amendment says slavery shall be outlawed except in those instances where you are convicted by a court. So, to replace the plantations, they built prisons. And that's why you see today, don't be confused, that's why you see today so many black men end up in jail even without having committed a crime. The 13th Amendment, token of white benevolence, which black people are supposed to say, nah, I don't think so. That's it for the historical notes, birthdays, and anniversaries. Yes.
Well, I hope that folks would have something else to say here. Somebody after a birthday. Leon, how about saying happy birthday to Jesus Christ?
Yeah, happy birthday, Jesus. Of course, you know that is the reason for the season, but some folks want to make it commercial and say otherwise. But we know. Yeah, it's just a different feeling at this time of the year, really, when we talk about the birth of Christ. Lots of people don't believe that he was born in that day, but the important thing, whenever we celebrate it each year, it just brings a different feeling to us. And once this time of the year comes around, it's just such a joyous mood. So something must have happened in some form. But again, you said, happy birthday, Jesus? Well, we can always say happy birthday, Jesus. And it's because of him we have this joyous season each and every year. Happy, happy birthday, Jesus.
Yes, indeed. We do it all month long when the birthday celebrations are being realized in that month. That's the way we do it, and that is how we do it. Well, Phil, do you have a birthday? Do you have any greetings to shout out to anyone?
Me?
Yes. I know you must want to say, it doesn't have to be birthdays. You can just shout out anybody special, past or present.
Oh. Well, I would like to give greetings to Lynette. Is she on at the moment?
No, she's now that you would have said special hello to her, I'm sure she's going to call in now. Yeah. She's listening. I can guarantee you that.
Oh?
The glory of the story, yeah. It's going to be in the archive. She'll hear it now or she'll hear it later.
And
the whole world too. Phil, I'm going to put you on the spot here right now. Who is this singer? He's out of Antigua. I'm going to give you a little clue. So let's see.
I didn't know. I didn't.
Phil. R and B are the initials.
R&B.
Yes. I'll give you the first name, Rupert. How about that? Tell me what's the B for.
Rupert Blake.
Rupert Blake, you got it. The golden voice of the young man.
Rupert Blake. Rupert Blake, yeah. Yeah, I
Blaise.
Know Rupert. That's quite well.
You got it. Let's give a little love.
You got to give me some, yeah. Give a little love, and I will give you some. Oh, yeah, give me some. Sweet God of God, for this great and endless peace and love. That's what he understands. I'll be there. If you ever need a friend, I'll be there. Drop to the very end. Oh, give a little love. You've got to give me some. Give a little love. You've got to give me some. Give a little love. And I will give you some. Oh, yeah. Give me some. Give a little love. You've got to give me some. Give a little love. You've got to give me some. And I will give you some. Oh, baby, yeah. I need
your sweet loving. Oh, baby, got to have some of that loving. Got to have it. Yes, the golden voice of Rupert Blaise out of Antigua and saying that you must give a little love. It's Christmas time, folks. It's one of the best gifts that you can give. Well, we are standing by for Dawn and Debbie. They will be coming up at 10:45 to bring us up to date with what's happening over there in Antigua and Barbuda, the humanitarian efforts. And we will have Mr. Heat to introduce them and to have a wrap with them.
Okay.
Ivor, we're still in the birthday anniversary hour?
Yes, we're still in the birthday and anniversary hour.
I have two birthdays. Some background noise there. Am I on? Ivor?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. We're trying to cut the music.
Okay.
Bye, Dennis.
So, on December 21st, my nephew, Colin Heath, in London, UK, he has a birthday. And on December 26th, my nephew, brother of Colin, his name is Carl, he has a birthday on December 26th. We have some background there, Ivor. Yeah. So I have two birthdays. My nephews, Colin and Carl, both brothers, though this is not, they're not twins. Colin's birthday is December 21st, and Carl, December 26th. Colin Heath, Carl Heath, my nephews in London, England. That's it. Back to you, Ivor. Ivor, we've lost you too. Leon?
No, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I just...
Now we can.
Thank you.
Okay, now
all
you
right.
can.
I'm back.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I was just graced with the presence here of Miss Imani Henry. Imani, how are you?
Good.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're on radio. What do you want to tell the folks?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what about...
Manny!
Good morning.
Hmm? Yeah, put it in here. Oh, you can speak right here. Speak right here. Just go ahead and say good morning.
Good morning.
Speak up.
Good morning.
Good morning, young lady. Nice to meet
you.
You
have a radio voice, too.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yes, Merry Christmas to you too.
How are y'all doing?
Who's your favorite grandfather?
Grandpa.
Oh, what's his name? Give us his first name.
Ivor.
All right.
Ivor. Thank you.
He likes to hear his name on the radio. Everybody does.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. You have a blessed
one.
And don't let this be your last. Tell Grandpa you want to be on the radio all the time. Every time.
I want to be on the radio all the time.
This is not your first, remember?
Come again, young lady. She's been out with us already.
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah.
And singing up a storm, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's one of the brave ones. One of the grands. All right, so we're getting close to Debbie and Don. But in the meantime, Colonel, tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods. We'll bring it up until for the next 2 minutes. You didn't give us a report.
Well, it's beautiful, sunny, breezy. Only problem is that we can't get any fish. So it's kind of dark and cloudy, and the fishermen are not happy with the darkness of the water. But anyway, they're going to make it. Everybody's preparing for Christmas. I don't know what. I can't tell you what is going to be happening here on St. Croix. I don't think that the usual Christmas celebrations are going to be done in the way that they have been traditionally done. I'm not even sure. I haven't seen any schedules or anything like that. If anything at all is going to be happening. But beyond that, we are safe. And that is something to be complimentary about. Let me just go ahead while I'm at it to say Good morning and happy birthday to my grandson, C.J. Reed, over there in Port St. Lucie. He's making 11 in 2 days, on Monday, the 20th of December. Morning, C.J. Hope you're having a great time over there. And let me go ahead and give Leon his message from Omel before I get to that.
I'm waiting for that.
Please tell, I don't know why you are so surprised that Liverpool is 3 points clear of Chelsea. Didn't I tell you not to gloat? Even in second place, I'm not ready to celebrate yet. We still have 21 matches to go. Let's hope that COVID does not mess it up too much so that you can really see Liverpool's prowess. Okay.
We just want to just give Liverpool a chance to celebrate a good Christmas.
Okay, Leon.
That's my
Leon, that's a long message, so I want you to take your time. 1 minute, I will respond. So you have.
Yeah, I'm gonna give a brief Wait. Response, Ivor. A brief.
No,
brief,
no, no. I want it to be formal, and the reason why I'm giving you the time is because Dennis is gonna introduce Debbie and Dawn, which will give you enough time to really get your response in order. We'll have it right after Dawn and Debbie. Dennis, take it away.
Thank you, Ivor. To our listeners out there, Christmas is only 1 week away. It is not too late to remember those who are less fortunate and those who are in need. Please make a contribution if you can. There is still time. And Debbie, Dawn, and their team are here to give you additional news of their efforts to help in Antigua and Barbuda. Debbie and Dawn, come on in, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Debbie Simon Campbell, and Dawn is also on, and she'll introduce herself. And we just wanted to greet everyone and wish them a season greetings, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, whatever you're into. We want to make sure that you are enjoying the season, put in the Christ in Christmas as it should be. And just wanted to say once again, just happy holidays to everyone. Want to say a big shout out to the cricket show, Mr. Leon, Mr. Dennis, Mr. Ivor, all who have accommodated us over the past several months that we have been doing this. Today's the day of just saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, it's Christmas. Yes, there's a lot of need out in the world, but sometimes we just have to stop and say thank you to all who are listening, who have given, all who want to give. I heard a young child on the phone on the station a while ago. If she has toys that she's not going to use and she wants to donate to us, we're willing to take them. Just wanted to say, season greetings is coming once again from myself, Debbie Simon Campbell, Dawn Curtin, Cochran Curtin, Travis Brown, Abina St. Louis, Sarah Gay, who operates the soup kitchen in Antigua, Claudina D'Souza, from Barbuda, Earl Francis, Farai from the Blaze Radio Show. We also added a new member, Lester Flack. He's coming on board to assist us. Mr. Harris down in Kansas City. He is always enthusiastic about hearing about Antigua and willing to help. Nigel Joseph from Nigel Catering down at the Anchorage. Anchorage in Antigua. Pastor Wendell Peace, who operates the food pantry down in the Grace Farm, Green Bay area. Tanita Joseph, she operates the Smile Foundation. Tracy Henry, Veronica Anthony. Just wanted to say once again, happy holidays. from all of us, happy holidays, and thank you once again to all of your listeners and all who hear us every week. And, you know, as the new year approaches, set aside $1, just $1 that you can send to us that will benefit a young person, a family, a situation in Antigua. Dawn?
Hi, good morning, everyone, again. And I am also very grateful to be a part of the group Antiguans and Barbudans Care Team. And we are trying to do everything we can to still help, and we will continue our work. And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Mr. Nigel Joseph. He confirmed with me this morning by phone that he will be sponsoring the children, about 200 children, with a meal. That will be on Boxing Day, so that was confirmed. I hadn't even spoken to Debbie about that today, but this is what I found out this morning. And also, I saw where she just posted some things that she did yesterday. She had some clothing that she gave away in King George Field, and she sent the pictures and put them on Facebook. So things are moving. Things are going right along. And, guys, we still need to get help with donations. Whatever you can do, we can accept it. So my name is Dawn Cochrane Curtin. My email is Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697 at gmail.com. And also, you can reach me by phone at 785-554-5628. I was also able to reach out and speak to Mr. Phillips, and he will be getting back with us to let us know what he can do to help out. And also, what I'd like to say is a big thank you to your radio station, because without you, we wouldn't be able to be on the air every Saturday. So I do thank you all for hosting us every day. And before I get off, I'd like to say a happy birthday to my aunt, Nala Bell. She's in Cedar Grove, and today is her 74th birthday, and she looks really young. So we're celebrating that today. Do you guys have any questions? Mm-hmm.
I just want to say happy birthday to Nala, too. Nala Bell, as well.
Yes.
I remember that lady and close to me.
In, I hope. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So before we log off, I just wanted to say this. I just wanted to say, you know what, we are honored that a lot of people have helped us out, but also we would like to say for all those who have lost loved ones during the pandemic, our prayers are with you. For all those who are still serving in the hospitals, in the military, in the classroom, once again, especially in the hospitals, in the front line of this pandemic that seems to grow every single moment by moment. We take our hats off to you, and we are praying for you. In this season, we know that your families are concerned. We know that your families, are sometimes petrified because they don't know what news is coming. So we are praying for you, and we thank you from the bottom of our heart that you are still out there for the bus drivers, for the EMT workers, for the police officers, for the teachers, and once again, for the medical professionals that's out there that is really heeding the call that is going out every day. And to the children in the classroom that's going back, we are praying for you, because I'm talking to a lot of teachers, and the transition from the pandemic when they were doing Zoom classrooms back into the classroom are really hurting the teachers, and they're trying to find ways in which to help the students learn now that they're back in the classroom. So this is just this week, and I know we may not be on next. This is just a week of saying thank you, and we are praying for you, and we love you. My name is Debbie Simon Campbell. I can be reached at 845-820-6598 or DebbieCampbellNYCAOL.com. That is DebbieCampbellNYC@AOL.com. And this is coming to my mind now. I saw a post of one of Dawn's cousins, Nadia Gore. She's a traveling nurse, and she just finished her assignment going back to Canada for the holidays. So we have to take our hats off to the nurses and all those people. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
Okay, just before you go, next week we're going to be doubling the pleasure, and we're going to be asking you to double your all of your announcements.
Okay.
sorry, if you can get to Dillian and let him know on this, during the second hour, anytime after 12 o'clock, if an exact time you're going to be coming in, and, you know, can bring along some folks, even those who are...
No problem.
What's
no
the
problem.
Thing?
Please give Nada Bell my regards, a great friend of mine. Her father and I worked together in the Antigua Sugar Factory, so...
Oh, my grandfather, Mr. Bell. You know him.
Yes, Evan very Bell. Much.
That's my grandfather, yes.
Okay.
Okay, I will tell her that. Okay, Mr. Leon?
Yes,
please,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Have
okay.
a great day, guys. Be safe and be well. Bye-bye.
Yes, have a great day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, good. Thanks for coming through, as usual. So Dennis, send him off.
Thank you very much, Debbie and Dawn. And, of course, we salute you and your team for the great efforts you have made in helping those who are in need. Thank you, and I hope that your words and your appeal has reached the ears and the pocketbooks of our listeners. Please take care. Have a blessed Christmas, and we hope you get more assistance for your charity. Thank you. Back
okay.
to you, Ivan.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Antigua Baba Blaze. Let's go on out with it.
The Caribbean Sea has its very own, its own identity. I guarantee it's a place you wanna be. There's so many reasons, come and you'll agree. Welcome everyone, welcome to our shores. Enjoy the excitement and have fun below. In Antigua, we wake up to the sun and my patrons welcome everyone. Let nature awake your appetite. Enjoy it, the tropical delight, the flavor of this enchanting country should forever haunt your memory. Antigua, come one, come on to my heaven of rest. Enjoy the fresh breezes, sunshine, sweet caress. Those of you who have my name in mind will find sandy beaches perfect for recline. Come if you see, come and explore. Open up the way to you couldn't ask for more. Welcome everyone, welcome to this land. See the excitement and have fun below. In Antigua, we wake up to the sun and my people welcome everyone. Let nature awake your appetite. Enjoy the tropical delight, the flavor of this enchanting country will forever haunt your memory. Yeah, la, la. If you come to marry or just to tarry for a while, no need to worry, you will like our style.
you don't want to play, just put up your feet. Jumping diapers, singing in the trees. Colorful sails, flutter on the seas. See the many inlets as you sail on by. Just like paradise under the sky. In a theater, we wake up to the sun. In my theater, welcome everyone. Let nature awake and rub it tight. Enjoy it. The flavor of this extensive country will forever haunt your memories. In Antigua, we wake up to the sun. And my people, welcome everyone. Let nature awake your appetite. Enjoy the tropical delight. In Antigua, we wake up to the sun. And my people, welcome everyone. Let nature awake your appetite. Enjoy the tropical delight. In Antigua, we wake up to the sun. In my people, welcome everyone. Let nature awake your appetite. Enjoy the tropical delight. In Antigua, we wake up to the sun, and my people, welcome everyone. Let nature awake our appetite, enjoying the tropical delight. In Antigua, we wake up to the sun, and my people, welcome everyone. Then Delta, I'll wake your appetite. Enjoy the tropical delight. In Antigua, we wake up to the sun. And my people, welcome everyone. Then Delta.
Yes, indeed, that's Rupert Baba Blaze sings for you out of Antigua. We just had Debbie and Dawn. Well, folks, we're into the final hour. And, of course, I know we're going to have a lot to say because next week is going to be the real Christmas day. So maybe we stick and stay with a lot of Christmas stuff. You never know. Well,
I just make a correction?
A question or two about...
Iva?
Omicron? I don't know. Are we just making up these things as we go along? Is something that was planned already something? Or we know what we know? Are we like guinea pigs? What's going on? And I sure kind of going to have something to say with the trial of that woman officer who would have, as she said, mistakenly took her taser for a gun. Maybe those two, but whatever other topics we have on board, folks, feel free, bring it along. But that's my two cents right now.
Ivo? Yes. Who? Dennis or me?
Anyone?
No,
jump
go
in.
Ahead.
Hold
Leon.
We make...
Leon, go ahead.
Yeah, I just got word that the information I brought there by the youngster bowling at 160 odd miles per KPM is fake news, according to Tino Best. He said he has just spoken to someone, the under-19 coach in South Africa, and it's fake news. So I apologize to anyone who might have gotten information and take it for granted.
But the youngster who bowled 160 kp, they say they name his name and gave his the figures. So I don't know, but Tino Besse is a fake news, so just disregard it.
All right, well, unconfirmed.
A lot of that going.
Saying that he would have bowled that, so we just leave it at that. It's unconfirmed. Okay, so Omicron, what do you have to say on that, Dennis? I'll bring your own topic.
One quick point there. I don't know that you can say it's unconfirmed. Leon just said that somebody spoke with the coach and the coach has denied it. At any rate, let's move on.
Well, I don't know if Tino Best is making up that too. Leon didn't speak to anyone. So, right, we still don't know.
I didn't speak. They just text me and tell me that. So.
Right.
All right.
So, Ivor.
My own thing is that whether or not the president can be is liable for some of the things that happen. Isn't there the Justice Department entitled to come to some conclusion whether or not he has sufficient facts to find someone else rather than those who went to the Capitol building to do what they did? Or shouldn't somebody else outside or wait for the special committee to conclude and to find things? Isn't there enough evidence to prove that others are guilty? That's my thought.
I can chime in on that, Leon, because I'm agreeing with you, but remember, in a democratic society, you're innocent until proven guilty. But I think the evidence so far is overwhelming that January was masterminded by Donald Trump and others. When we're going to have trial by combat, when the person going to tell you, you just can't sit there idly and let them take over your country. When a vice president is going to instruct his vice president to not do what the Constitution would have said. When a sitting president can tell people to go and find votes so that you can overturn an election. So all that led up to January 6th. When he's telling you, after results would have been had, he's still saying, he is the president and this man is not the president and he's this and that. I have to put him down. He's somewhere along the line. He has got to be guilty. He got to be an accessory before, during, after the fact. So
my point to Ivor is, do they have to wait for the committee, the special committee that is being set up, that is being hearing right now to do charges? The Justice Department doesn't have a role. If I kill somebody and they have an investigation in Parliament on me, wouldn't they come and pick me up first?
I agree with that. Outside of these guys, the Justice Department, and you have Congress trying to do their own thing. The Attorney General is supposed to step up to the plate. Because people die.
Exactly. What is he waiting for? What is he waiting for? If it was somebody else, I don't know.
Leon, I think that the way the Justice Department operates, at least this Justice Department, as opposed to Trump's Justice Department, they are increasingly doing their business quietly without all the braggadocio that we saw from the other group. There might well be an investigation going on now, but of course they're not making it public. I'm not saying there is. I'm simply saying there might well be one going on. Secondly, they might well also be waiting for the conclusion of the January 6th committee recommendation, in which case we anticipate that the January 6th committee will make a recommendation to the Justice Department for charges. So the charges, you know, the evidence has to be gathered, and I don't think it's quite all there yet, although we do know a great deal. I think in the court of law, I think we need a little more to substantiate a an arrest and prosecution. So I think you should let justice take its course in this case and wait for the outcome of the January 6th. But my final thought on this is that, you know, we had a vice president who should hang his head in shame, to be quite frank with you. Pence knows exactly what took place. Pence was the victim, if you wish, of what was likely to have been some very sad things. Pence is well aware, and he sits back and prays Trump, says nothing, when he should be top of the list in the January 6th committee, giving evidence of what he knows. I think it's disgraceful for somebody of that level of political activity sitting back and behaving as if nothing actually happened. That's my 2 cents worth there, Ivor. Back to you, perhaps Carter.
Yes. Hang my Pence. That was the chant, you know, going into the Capitol. Hang my Pence. Hang my Pence. This guy don't have no gut. He don't have no Christmas tree balls. He don't have no lighting. He don't something he has, and something he doesn't have, because no guts, no glory. I would have stand up to Donald Trump, and the world and America would have respected him for that. Just stand up and say, no, man, you're after my head because I was doing my job. I am here to certify the result. It went through all the rigmarole, everything that you think. And now the day came, you're telling people, go over there and hang Mike Pence. No, he wants to be president or he wants to be a candidate. And he just wants to say, I want to hold on to Trump's supporters.
Coattail.
You know? I think that's what he's doing. He's giving up everything, his reputation, pride if he has one, I don't know what it is, for a vote. Rather than come out and say, I don't want to win at all costs. I'm going to call a spade a spade.
Right.
The man was after my head because I wasn't doing his bidding. Just say, the world know that you did not do his bidding. So he called you all kind of stuff. But I can't see, look at these people here. What's the name? What was the senator's name again? Who is that, by the way? Cuss off him and his wife and everybody. And so on.
Yeah, Cruz.
Yeah. And then they still come back and save the man toilet paper when he goes to the bathroom. Cardinal.
That's a cool.
I'm really amazed that you guys find some kind of merit in talking about these people having, you know, lived in the United States or even heard about the United States for the period of its existence. You understand, if you don't understand white supremacy, everything else about the United States will confuse you. And you guys sound a little confused talking about Pence and Cruz and Trump and things like that. Understand, white supremacy is going to survive. It has to survive. Number one, it has its antagonists. And then it has those who are complicit with its existence, who do not, who either anticipate some benefit or who have gotten what they think is some benefit. You know, those of us who know ourselves, and particularly those of us who are of African ancestry, we should know by now how these people circle the wagons whenever there's a crisis that threatens white supremacy. So they're not going to give up one another, not like that. They're going to have their wars between each other, and they're going to have us join one side of the other of their conflict. When our business is supposed to be looking out for our interests, our human interest, our interest in liberty, in liberation, our interest in dignity, our interest in communion, our interest in protecting us from them. And we can't protect that interest if we spend our energy finding ourselves on one side or the other of their conflict. That doesn't seem to me to be a decision in our interest. So whatever they decide to do, whether they call themselves Democrats or Republicans or whatever else, whatever other titles they give themselves, they are all involved in the preservation of white supremacy, and we are helping them to our own detriment. That is the tragedy. It's not going to get any better. As I indicated, today, the 18th of December, 1865, the United States adopted the 13th Amendment that was supposedly abolished slavery. And up to now, we don't see that nothing happened with that amendment except to transfer the effects of slavery from one form to another. It's now the prison system. It's now the football game. It's now the basketball game. And it has even gone on to control the tennis game. Same formula. Because you remember, was a year or 2 years ago, what they did to Naomi Osaka in France. The disrespect for us, the disrespect that the preservation of the social culture has for us, is something that we should be primarily concerned about, and not whether other white people are going to get on the ball and impeach Donald Trump. That's not my business. My business is my liberation, and me ain't going to get that if I worry about what Pence does about Donald Trump, or what Cruz does in his relationship to Donald Trump, or how Donald Trump insults them, and then they go back like on hands and knees. That is none of my business. My business is to dismantle a system, whether that system operates through the courts, the judiciary, to law enforcement, to dismantle a system that thrives on the dehumanization of black people. We are wasting our time trying to worry about the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and all that. Meanwhile, our population, our people, remain stagnated in a state of destitution at serious danger to their lives. Today continues the trial of one Kim Potter, who, a woman who has been on the force for a number of years, gonna tell me that she mistakenly pulled a gun and thought it was a taser. She's been using these instruments for years. You touch them and you know what you're holding.
No. Not the new taser, Cardinal.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Yeah, but I'm saying the new taser that she has was not the old taser. I'm just trying to correct that.
Her psyche operates differently in the presence of black people. So all of a sudden, she forgets which side the taser is on. and which side the gun is on? I'm not going to buy that. And I'm going to juxtapose that against the judge who was recently reprimanded by the Supreme Court in Louisiana when she was caught on tape making racial slurs and laughing. And now, after she's been discovered, it's the usual thing. I don't live like that. That's not me. I am sorry, you know, and all that kind of thing. But we got to understand that the psyche of the people who hold the power, that's what we got to worry about. They got the power to make decisions about us, and we are waiting until they say something ugly to say, that one there, rather than us coming to terms with the fact that we are dealing with a system that thrives on our dehumanization, and they are just part of the system, whether they make an open racist comment or not. It's to me, it's just, we're just going through a revolving door of talk, and then now and again we get a token and we begin to celebrate, and nothing happened yet. Waste of time. That's my thought.
Okay, let me say what I said again. Really, think no defense for anyone here. I just want to just state some facts. The taser that the police officer was using is one that was recently placed with them, maybe about 6 weeks or something like that. And to me, it is stupid. It's one that has the handle just like a gun, as opposed to the one that they had in the past, like a flashlight that you just push. But the point is that if you know the two of them feel the same, whether it's on the left or on the right, because you can panic, why pull anything? Why pull anything at all? You were there, the supervisor was there at the time, the sergeant, and you still had this training guy, and you still had you. Are you telling me that 1, 2, 3 of you, who's supposed to be doing crowd control, cannot subdue one man? Even though the other lady was there, let's put it that way. So why pull anything in the first place? That's my take on that. But I don't believe that. Go ahead.
You know, the sad part of this really, everything about it is sad. But, you know, the one thing which really stands out, this young man was wanted for a prior warrant or something of that nature. And
that was a minor.
Right. And he was getting in his car to run away from that. They know who he was. They can follow it. The fact of the matter is that type of justice did not call for a gun play when he attempted to drive away, because they knew who he was, where he lived, what he was going to be up to. So for them to go ahead and pull a gun to stop, you know, to stop somebody running away, suggests that there's a lack of deep police training that is worth, you know, the value we put on it.
Yeah, I agree. She was in the force for 26 years. She ought to have known better. You understand? So I'm in total agreement with you with that. The force was not necessary.
The other thing, of course, we see on the testimony this week is what we can now call the Kyle Rittenhouse defense. You get on the witness stand and you shed tears, and that is the precursor to your being found not guilty of the crime. It's there, clearly. And we can say today, when that jury comes back with the verdict, I will not be surprised if she's found innocent of the crime. But, so, you know, I want to go back to something Cardinal said. Cardinal said, you know, we shouldn't worry or we shouldn't make it our business, as we were discussing earlier. But I do, you know, I disagree. We have to worry, and we have to make it our business, because in the long run, we are the ones who are suffering. If we do nothing to fight, to, when I say fight, I mean to bring this injustice to an end, while our rights and votes are being suppressed, our human rights and dignity are being taken away, we, in short, we are the ones who have their foot on our necks. So we have to, you know, we have to seek to find justice. We cannot give up, is what I'm saying to Cardinal. We just cannot give up. We see the injustice, but if Martin Luther King had not made the effort, we would still not have achieved a lot of things. If Rosa Parks had made the effort, we would not have achieved. So we cannot give up. We have to, you know, we have to ask, fight. We have to move. We have to seek justice and get rid of the injustice. It's back to you, Ivan.
You know, I think there's some misunderstanding,
mm-hmm.
Dennis, from your comment about giving up. I didn't say anything about us giving up. I'm just saying we should mind our business. And our business is the pursuit of our liberation, not the protection of a system that thrives on our degradation. And when we allocate ourselves, our energies, between their conflict, we are abandoning our own business. We are not minding our own business.
What do you mean
this
their
woman,
conflict? What do you mean their conflict?
This is about their conflict. This is about the chickens coming home to roost. The January 6th event is about the chickens coming home to roost. It has nothing to do with us. If black people had gone and stepped there, like in Poland, let me finish. If black people had gone and stepped there on that January 6th, like in those numbers, all of them would have been dead. Every single, there would have been a massacre. You understand? So that is not our business. Our business is to secure our liberation, to protect our dignity, to secure our own development. And we are not doing that by dividing our energies between one side and the other of that conflict. As regards to that lady and police training, man, she had all the training in the world being on the thing. But training is not geared to transforming the psyche that creates the perception that black people are dangerous to white people. We are seen not in the context of our human identity and value, but we are seen as savages, threatening and dangerous to the civility of American society. So out comes the gun. Out comes the measure of force that would put us down, and put us down permanently. That's what the use of gun as opposed to, and the use of the taser is about. That is what the judicial process is about. And we are not paying attention to that. We are sitting here talking about police reform. Reform to do what? They have been reformed and reformed and reformed. Reformed to do what? As we talk about Martin Luther King died in 1968. In 1963, when he was delivering his speech on Capitol Hill, he sent out an invitation. Meet me at the table of brotherhood. That invitation, 60-something years ago, that invitation has not yet been accepted. And we're sitting here talking about whether or not we can reform the police. No, it can't happen. It will never happen because it is not our business.
White people cannot own
the responsibility. If they cannot own the depravity upon which their social culture was built,
then they cannot have an intelligent conversation with us. They are not ready for that yet. And we see the expressions of disdain all over the place. We saw it in the murder of George Floyd and everything that happens afterwards. And we also saw see the same disdain in the first Africans who were brought to this continent. So when is it going to stop? It has no end.
Cardinal,
I'm listening now.
Cardinal, it is not their conflict. It is our voting rights that is at. Look at how one party has reacted post January 6th. They've moved to suppress, corral, and take away all the dignity of people of color, because people of color, through the ballot box, have been fighting to have changes made. And we have one party up and down these United States who have systematically gone about dismantling all the stuff that the Martin Luther King has fought for, all the stuff that people of color have fought for over the years since 1865. One party has gone about dismantling everything, and they're doing it in broad daylight. And they have the power in places like the courts that give clearance and credence to them. But that doesn't mean we have to give up. We have to still fight. And in this case, we have to call on Joe Biden and the Senate to take the necessary actions to remove all these restrictions and to give us back our dignity and human rights. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes.
Let me just make this one statement. If you are relying on them to give you your dignity and your human rights, then you consider them the creator. Me ain't reached there yet. If I was ever there, I don't clear out of there a long time. Because they are not my creator. So me don't have to rely on them. My creator assigned to me my dignity and my human rights. And anybody who claims that they have the power to give me human rights is also claiming to be my creator, and I'm not going to submit to that.
All right.
I'm
okay. Phil, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, hang tight, because we're gonna shift gears now. I just end by saying here with this topic here that
you know what was nice?
The young man, I think he missed a court date. It's something with maybe some restraints. Mr. Leonard, hold on.
We have interference.
I corrected it. So I'm saying here was this, I think was a restraint order, but he missed the court date. Now, the police, they were carrying out their thing because you don't know if the person he was supposed to be away from was the same lady in the car. So whatever investigation they were carrying out, they were in their way.
Severe interruption.
Yeah, we got a lot of wind out there. That's Phil. Let's get Phil quiet down a little bit here until we're ready for him. Oh, did he move? Hold on. Okay, yeah, I was saying here, of course, they had to do the investigation, and they had enough time because they called for backup and all this kind of stuff, and sergeant came and all this kind of stuff. So for a little minor something like that, I'm agreeing with you, Dennis. Yes, he missed a court date. They knew who he was. He probably had an expired tag, too. I think that was on the car because that was the initial stop, an expired tag.
I really, really can't see why they have to pull any kind of weapon, period, any kind. Any kind. Because, like I said, people died at the Capitol over here, where people went in there, break up the Capitol with other place, and people refusing to even acknowledge subpoenas that they get. Some of them, they don't even go in and plead the fifth, because you should be able to do that. And I'm saying the people them who are disobeying lawful subpoenas, they should be arrested. They should go out there and arrest them. Because once you summon and you get that subpoena, which is lawful, you must appear. I can't force you to talk. You can plead the fifth. That is your right. But when you're downright not going and nobody going out after them, neither with taser, nor gun, nor handcuff, or nothing, to me, that is totally, totally one-sided. Totally.
That is not the function of the DOJ? You're not a function to take up that? Why are they not doing their duty?
That's what I'm saying. People are not crying out for that. They're just hushing this down all the time and coming in the news. Okay, well, if this going to defy the subpoena, this going to... But if I defy a subpoena, they're going to come and lock me up.
Exactly.
So why are they doing this thing here to these guys? That's what I don't understand.
If you don't understand white supremacy, everything else about America is going to confuse you.
Yeah, but you can't just give up. I'm agreeing with Dennis. You have to chip away and go. But anyway, we have Dennis with us.
I'm not saying you give up. I'm saying you get out of your state of confusion.
How are you gonna get out? America even rule the world. America, the Caribbean island, they have America ruling them too. So when you go, you're gonna say be subjugated to them. Lynette, good morning. And Phil asked for you this morning, and you're coming in very late.
Lynette. Hello, Lynette.
Hello, good morning. Hello, morning. Well, afternoon, morning. Me. Good morning, everybody. Leon, Dennis, Phil, yes. Cardinal, and Iva.
Well,
you just said I came in late? Yes.
Yeah.
I came in late because I'm here baking.
Oh.
You're baking your own wedding cake?
No, wedding cake.
He was asking for your ring size.
No wedding cake. I'm Christmas cake. Black cake and sorrel cakes and stuff like that. No wedding cake.
You must have Phil know these things because Phil thinks he's a wedding cake. But he was asking about ring size and all that. <stuff. laughs>
No. It's just Christmas cakes.
Christmas
cake. Oh, Phil, you're
black fruit cake, and then I did a sorrel cake. Using the petals from sorrel.
Hold on. You didn't hear it this time because Phil left you for last to say hello. So now that you are on live, let him say his special hello to you. Come on.
Well, sir,
how are you? You're
all right.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Phil. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine.
Wonderful.
Okay.
We're good to see that you're on your whole show. Isn't that nice?
Huh? What's that?
I said, good to know that Phil was on practically the whole show.
Yeah.
But of course.
Yeah.
Phil, she's a regular. Much as I'm saying hello to you too. I don't know if you heard her.
Earlier or now?
Earlier and now.
Hi, Marcus. Oh, hi, Marcus.
No,
you there?
I think, hello.
Marcus, I just sent you some pictures of the cakes.
Oh, that's good.
I'm teasing Marcus.
Oh, Marcus.
Well, in St. Kitts, we're doing good. My government is giving a double salary to the civil servants and all the auxiliary staff of the government.
Wow.
Double salary?
A double salary. That's the fifth one. So, so we're looking very rich. Well, all my friends in Antigua wanting what's going on down here where we got a mint, where we're making money or something. Well, 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 I tell you, we're very resilient people, boy.
But then, can I ask a question? You're saying double salary, but isn't this going to the civil servants and pensioners?
Civil servants and all of the government auxiliary workers.
Yeah, hold on. Who have not missed a payday since 2020 March?
That's
correct.
So why
do they get a double salary and you have folks down there who have not worked since March 2020 and the government are not helping them? Why think that's going to be this one headed?
That's a good question to ask the Prime Minister. Because I want an answer to that question, too.
You have taxi men on
the government. We have a lot of people, especially people in the tourist industry, that hasn't had a salary for 24 months. And, I mean, they're really hurting. And there are lots of people who are hurting, so... That was like a shocker when he said it in the House of Assembly.
So why pop up those go ahead, Phil. Go ahead.
When St. Lucie's Minister of Finance in Antigua, he said, I pay my civil servant, those who work for me first, and anybody else can get afterwards. So I believe that's the attitude they adopt in St. Kitts too.
That's nepotism.
No, exactly.
Nepotism.
Yeah, you can't look after one person and leave the other. A government is there to look after its citizens, its people. You cannot pick and choose. You should not. And especially those who are very big.
Remember that they too are going to get a double salary. So don't count them out. It would look so nice if they had said all the workers, but we at the top here will not take it. Every last one of them gonna get it, and every last one of them have had their salary, their full salary in the last 24 months.
Some are getting quadruple. What are you talking about?
That too.
Mm-hmm.
And is it tax free? Is it tax free? The second salary is it tax free?
We don't really pay tax. You know, the only thing that comes out of our salaries here is Social Security.
Yeah, they don't pay income tax. They don't have income tax.
They don't pay income tax.
They have income tax. All right.
Wow. No, we don't pay income tax. That was abolished in the PAM government in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You see, St. Kitts is a small country, a little country, and you can deal with that on a different level than America.
Yeah, but we pay 17% value added tax.
Yeah.
I think our value added tax is the highest in the Caribbean.
You shouldn't talk about that because this present government is in there going on 7 years, and their campaign was to reduce the tax because it was too high, and they have not increased 15%.
I agree.
So they're fooling the people all around.
Well.
The politics
To me, what it is give you in your left hand and take it back in the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
No, if you tell me something
as soon as they say double salary, the electricity company put out a disconnection drive right around the island.
If you have money, you should pay. But then look who's gonna suffer. The people
that
them who want any money at all. So they're like gonna cut off, and they're gonna be without electricity, without food. The phone company gonna cut off the phone. So it's not only gonna trickle down. Those who get the extra money gonna maybe pay. But what about those who really, really can't pay? Then they're
gonna suffer.
Yeah.
Yep.
You think,
VAT reduction days.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was one. I don't know about today, but yesterday was very busy in town. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
We had traffic jam. Yeah. Very busy in town.
Were people buying or they just...
Yeah, because I haven't been in town, but yesterday was very busy. So,
Okay. Yes.
I'm asking you if they were buying something in it. Or they were just looking around.
I don't know, but it was extremely busy. I went to a perfume store and it was very busy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy.
Oh.
I went to a shop that sell curtains and it was extremely busy.
Well,
so,
but that is good.
Yep.
But what's up with the carnival now? Are they gonna have the vaccinated and unvaccinated attendee shows, or are they gonna do?
The 27th is the vaccinated bubble juve. And all the shows, you have to show your vaccination card to go in.
Wow. But those same people, when they come back out, they're gonna mingle with the crowd. So you mingle with the crowd before you go into watch the show. Okay, let me put it this way. The vaccinated are going to mingle with the unvaccinated, leave them outside, go in the show, and when they finish with the show, they come back out and mingle again with the unvaccinated. But they can't mingle together to watch a show. That's what you're saying?
That's who say? Me?
Well, you're
that's what they say.
Wait, hold on.
Hello?
I know you're carrying the news saying that there is a vaccinated show that people who are vaccinated attend.
I'm just relaying the news.
But I am asking you the question, are those vaccinated persons, are they in a bubble? That when they come back out, are they going to just be by themselves for the carnival until the carnival is over?
No, they're going back home. What do you mean?
And mix up again with the unvaccinated people?
And if you have a bar anywhere and they want to go to Lyme, unvaccinated are vaccinated in there. Are they going to be in there? Is it?
But what kind of, that's confusion. For the carnival, you cannot come together. But then you can come out and go to the same bar down the road and you mix up. You can go in the same store, like you told me they were together. Vaccinated and unvaccinated. You can go and shop. So that's a government trick. It's just trying to get people to vaccinate if you really want to look at the show. If you're not separating them when there's no show. What sense does that make?
So anyway, outside of all of that, we're good here. Sunny shining.
Okay, Lynette, we get the picture.
Okay, then that's good. That's good.
Thank you, Lynette.
I
understand some ships had to turn back down there the other day or something like that. Why did that happen?
Because the sea was too high.
They said there was no tug to move.
I don't know. I was told it's because of it was too windy, or what you want to call it? Windy?
You mean with a pier that
it's probably just because other ships came in. It was supposed to be 6 ships, and four came in.
Well, it was nothing
so
with the weather.
So I don't know if it was a problem with that particular boat. I don't know.
No, they said there was no tug to bring them in. There was nothing there to bring them in.
Okay, okay. But it's six we were supposed to have that day, so.
Well, are the tourists now allowed to shop around town and go to all the stores now?
Yes, the fence is down, and the tourists are allowed to walk all over. But, you know, the boats are coming 50 and 40% capacity, so, you see all these big ships, but you don't see a lot of tourists because The boats are not full.
Well, that's understandable because I remember
there come like 600.
Exactly, right. But it's better than nothing
right.
at all. So you still have to give thanks.
Well, yes, we are thankful. Mm-hmm.
And you have to praise the tourism minister because he got the award. Think his name is tourism minister, Mr. Grant, got the CARICOM award for something with the minister of tourism business.
Really? Oh, okay. See, you know more than me there. Look at that.
I had it. All right, well, we're going to get ready to say our goodbyes and stuff there. So.
Well, nice talking to you guys. Next weekend will be Christmas week.
We're having multiple shows, so we're going to ask you to come on and send your greetings across the way. Have your folks all across the way. Listen up. Next week, we're going to have at least two shows. At least.
Okay. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, Tom. Why are you saying goodbye?
Goodbye. Have a great week.
I'm going to look after my cake that I have in the oven.
Oh, right. Well, you must not say goodbye. You must say bye. I'll see you later.
Oh, see you later.
Bye. Yeah. Bye. I'm going to go talk to Phil privately, you know. I think that's what it is.
Oh, what is this? Tomorrow is my husband, my deceased husband's birthday.
Why not? Well, call tomorrow and send heavenly happy birthday to him.
King David.
King David.
Hello.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
You're not hearing Marcus telling hello? You're ready to talk to me.
Hello, Marcus. Did you see the pictures?
No, not yet. I'm still in my study. Hello.
I'm just teasing you.
I know. I just cut in to tell you, never say goodbye. It's too final. Later.
Okay,
so
go
long.
On. Or next
so
time.
Long.
Just pulling your leg. That's a light moment.
All right.
Marty, she doing cake. So what's the pulling of legs and spreading of butters and stuff?
Oh, my goodness. All right. I hope my piece is ready. Wait, FedEx, U.S. Postal, DHL.
Actually, this batch is going to England.
Okay.
The one for Christmas Day and the other two going to England.
They won't get that.
You're not sending nothing up here for us?
My son is going back on the weekend, so he's going to take two of those with him.
Oh,
when it's in for Phil, tell Phil save a slice for me, man. I'm right here in Miami.
Both of you can catch the plane. American Airlines comes every day. Both of you can catch the flight and come get your cake.
What?
Ah.
That's going to be some special thing, boy.
It's going to cost me too much to send it, FedEx. Yes, Marjorie.
What plane is he going back on? American Airlines or British?
Your son.
Oh, you mean my son?
Your son, yeah.
Yeah, your son.
British Airways.
Oh, okay.
British Airways comes Tuesday, Thursdays and Sundays and flies straight back.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Because if it was American, I would have told you he could do a little Santa drop off.
Oh!
But I think he's going to come here. And so, I'll just be satisfied that he did get there and next time for me.
Next time for you. Next time I'm coming to the States, I'll bring a cake for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
Good.
Sounds good.
Next time you come to Miami, make sure.
Make sure bring a cake.
No, I said make sure because remember your promise still to come, and I gotta make sure come take you guys pictures.
Oh Lord Jesus, here we go.
You're getting in hot water, Lynette.
Yeah, he tried to muddy the water. Don't worry with him. He's
no.
A troublemaker. He is a troublemaker.
All right, folks, well, let's go ahead and just start our wrapping up here because we are headed up to the top of the hour. Linus, you're bringing up. How much is you bringing up on us?
No, I said everyone have a good weekend and take care. Love you all.
Love you. Okay. Love you, too.
Love you, all.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Dennis. Wrap it up.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, we have 1 week exactly to Christmas, so
you know, to our listeners out there and general, please make it a safe one. The COVID virus is now rearing and roaring strong. Vaccine and booster shots are effective and safe. Do your parts for your family and friends. And, of course, we want you back with us here on the Cricket Show Entertainment Edition.
Very so nice.
That's
very
it for
nice.
Now. See you next week.
Yes.
All right. Okay, Leon, go.
God.
Oh, yes, yes. Just a word to Omel over there in England. You know, Chelsea just wanted to give Liverpool a good Christmas. I hope they can enjoy this Christmas because after Christmas is licking time. Licking time for Liverpool. And Cardinal, the fish, man. You have fish that is cased in your neck of the woods. I got some fish this week. Man, they were just out of the woods.
Okay.
Put them, season them up well. Put them in the
air
fryer.
Cardinal. Last lap, Cardinal. Last lap.
Well, just wishing everybody have a safe holiday season. And I'll be here next week talking to you. Until then, have a great week.
Yes.
So long.
Folks, be sure to join the Cricket Show tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Well, I did enjoy the show this morning and, you know, all the other mornings, Saturday morning. And we'll be tuning in tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening on the Sunday evening show, 6 to 9 p.m. So come on, come
all
on.
Right.
Tell your neighbor. We are on 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. So on that note, I have bid you farewell so long until, not goodbye. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Animat bringing down the curtain. Make it a great week, everybody. Make it a great week. And with that, we are...